Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Imdalad in the Hizva Hodor edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting at the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Oma Abyechanun Be'amo Shishisha Tfochim Haya Oron Osri. The Gemara in this Daf is going to speak about the measurements of the Oron and how exactly it was used. So says Abyechanun, the Oron was measured with which ammo? An ammo that has six tfachim to it. So the mantano be ammo shashia tfachim. Who's the mandama that holds that the ammo is a six tfachim ammo? Rabbi Meir, that's shita Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Meir, Oimer, kolo amois oyu bebeinon years. Meaning any ammo in Beis Hamikdosh was measured with a middle ammo, which is six tfachim per ammo. Rabbi Oimer, amas abinyan shisho. Shakim Chamisho really disagrees and says, "What the measure for the building itself, that was based on a six tfachim ammo. But was made for the kalim, for the vessels, which the Oron is one of them, that was made with an ammo of five tfachim. Al daite de Rameir duomer ba'amo shashira tfachim, haya Oron osui or kershal Oron Chamisho so tfachim." So according to Rameir, that the Oron, which is a kli, is measured with amos, which are six tfachim each. So what was the length of the Oron? It was 15 tfachim. Why? Dichtiv amasayim v'chetzi orko. It says in the Pasuk that the length of the Oron was 2 amos and a half. Amoso ashiso v'amoso ashiso, meaning amo is six and amo is six. Upalkso amto tlaso, and a half amo is 3. Right, so 2 and a half. How do we get to 15? 6 plus 6 plus 3 is 15 tfachim. There was 4 luchos in the Oron, shnaim shleimim u'shnaim shvurim. There are 2 sets of luchos: luchos rishonos and luchos achronos. The luchos that were broken shivos of Tammuz and the luchos that came down Yom Kippur, and they both were in the Oron. Dichtiv asher shibarto misamta b'Oron. Even the broken ones were in the Oron as well. And the Gemara Yerushalmi learns is luchos means it's 2 luchos for each one that came down. The luchos rishonos are 2 luchos, and the luchos achronos are 2 luchos. Total of 4 luchos, 4 tablets. Haluchos ayu kol echad ve'echad orko shisha tfachim. The luach, each one, the length of the luach is 6 tfachim. Ve'roich boy shloisha. We can use the gears that Reb Chaim uses in the Gemara throughout this daf. So roich boy shloisha, the width of every luach is 3. If I have 4 luchos that are sitting one next to each other, the Yerushalmi learns, not like the Bavli, that the luchos were sitting, 4 of them, one beside each other, each one next to each other, and not like the Bavli that learns that the 2 luchos, luchos rishonos, were beneath the luchos achronos. So if I have 4 luchos, 4 tablets, each one it has the width of 3 tfachim, and I put them one next to each other, 3 times 4 is 12 tfachim. 10 orkon sheluchos leruach b'shel Oron. You put the length of the luach to the width of the Oron, which means the width of the luach is to the length of the Oron, and you have the width, 4 widths of 4 tablets, one next to each other, on the length of the Oron. The length of the Oron we said is 15 tfachim, and we just did a cheshbon that the width of the 4 luchos comes out to be 12 tfachim. Nishtai sham shloisha tfachim. So you remain with 3, right? The length of the Oron is 15 tfachim. I put 4 luchos, one beside each other, that come out to be 12 tfachim. So I have an extra 3 tfachim. We're skipping here the brackets. 10 mem chatzi tefach lekol koisel. Now, the width of the wall was half a tefach for each one. That's what a mayor holds. So I use a tefach for the width of the walls of the Oron. Nishar shtei tfachim lesefer Torah. So I'm left with 2 tfachim for the Sefer Torah, because besides the 4 luchos, 4 tablets that I had, there was another Sefer Torah laying down right next to the luchos. And the length of the Sefer Torah was in the length of the luchos. And the width was besides the luchos themselves. So to summarize, the length of the Oron is 15 tfachim. I have over there 2 walls, each one is half a tefach, that's 1 tefach. I have 4 luchos, each one has the width of 3 tfachim, that's 12 tfachim, and I have 2 tfachim for the Sefer Torah. Continues the Gemara according to Rameir, Roch b'shel Oron, 9 tfachim. The width of the Oron is 9 tfachim. Tichdim amo v'chetzi roch boy. It says the width was amo v'chetzi, an amo and a half. Amoso ashiso, Upalgus amsot loso. One amo is 6 tfachim, and half a mo amo is 3 tfachim. 6 plus 3 is 9. Now the next sentence of the Gemara, the Vilna Gaon takes out, because it's really a repetition of what we just said, and it's not negiah to the width of the Aron, it's negiah to the length of the Aron. So skip two lines down to 10 orkon sheluchos lerochboi shel Aron. You put the length of the luach, which is 6 tfachim, to the width of the Aron, which is 9 tfachim. So 6 into 9, I have 3 left. Nishtay sham shloisha tfachim. So I have 3 tfachim left. Now again, you can use the gears that Reb Chaim uses. Chatzi tefach mikan lekoisel zeh. Chatzi tefach mikan lekoisel zeh. Every wall is half a tefach, the same way the other side is half a tefach. So that's one tefach that I'm using out of the 3. Betfachaim leshilut mokom sheseretor munach. And the extra 2 tefachim in the width is to make it easy to pick out the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah in the Aron would be removed from the Aron. So I need some space to be able to bring it up and down. If everything would be exactly in the Aron, you would not be able to move anything. So that's why I have another 1 tefach on each side, above and below the luchos and the Sefer Torah, so that will allow me to move the Sefer Torah. That is the Shita of Reb Meir, and that's how Rabbi Yochanan explained the order of the Aron. Shlokish says no. We're basing the Aron based on a 5 tfachim amo. Who's the mandamer that says that we use a 5 tfachim amo? Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda, as we mentioned before, the Tanya Tamon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer amas habinyan shisha tfachim v'shel kelim chamisho. That the binyan based on Mikdosh was based at 6 tfachim amo, but the kelim was based on a 5 tfachim amo. Vayin aron kliu, and the aron is a kli, so you go based on amo of a 5 tfachim amo. Al daite de abuda koi te abuda du amar be amo shechamish tfachim. Koi te abuda we go based on amo 5 tfachim. Haya orka shel aron also shnemer sar tevachu merzo. What is the length of the aron? 12.5 tfachim. Tichtiv amatayim v'chetzi orka. It says 2.5 amo is the length of the aron. If every amo is 5 tfachim, so then amso chamisho ve'amso chamisho. One amo is 5 tfachim, and the second amo is 5 tfachim. Upalgus amto trei polik, and the half amo is 2.5. So I have 12.5. Continues the Gemara that went down with base. The same Cheshvin did with Remeir. Arba luchos all you bought. There's 4 luchos. Shnayim shleimim, shnayim shvuim. The luchos rishonis, luchos achronis. 4 tablets in total. Tichtiv eshesh shibarto v'somto ma'aron. Those are the broken ones going to Aron. V'aluchos all you call echad ve'echad or kashish etvachim v'roch ben shlosho. The luchos, the length is 6 and the width is 3. Ten rochban sheluchos la'orkan shel'aron. You put the width of the luach to the length of the aron, similar to what we said by Rameir. So how much is that? We said 3 tefachim per tablet, and it's 4 tablet. That's 12 tefachim. I have a total in the length of 12.5. So nishtar shem chotzi tefach. You have a half a tefach left. Etzpa l'ksoli mikan ve'etzpa l'ksoli mikan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the width of the walls of the aron was a quarter of a tefach. And every tefach is 4 fingers. That means it's 1 finger for each width of the aron. So that's why I use the extra half a tefach for the 2 sides, for the 2 walls. Because the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, rochbo shel aron, 7 tefachim umechtza, 7.5 tefachim. Why? Dichtiv amo v'chetzi rochboy. It says that the width is 1.5 amos. Amso chamisho upalgus amo trei upalgik. 1 amo is 5 tefachim. The half a amo is 2.5, so together it's 7.5. And again, we have here the gear, so the Vilna Gaon takes out. We're just repeating what we said before, and it's not negea to the width, it's negea to the length. So we're skipping that sentence to ten orkan sheluchos l'rochba shel aron, the length of the luchos, or to the width of the aron. And because I have 7.5, so in the length is 6, so I'm left after with, put 6 tfachim to the width of the aron, I'm left with 1.5. Finishtai sham tefach umechtza, tefach umechtza left. What do I do with that? Etzvah l'ksoli mikan, v'etzvah l'ksoli mikan. The width of the walls are the same to all sides. So that's a finger to here, a finger to here, which means that's a half a tefach. So I'm left with 1 tefach. Chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan, l'shilut. So then I have a half a tefach above the luchos and below the luchos to have a little more space. And even though I didn't move the luchos always stayed in the aron, but still we didn't put it so much b'deich. It wasn't put in so tightly. There was a half a tefach above and below the luchos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer Torah was not in the aron, as we'll see later in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara now and says, "Ketzad aso betzal aron. How did Betzal make the aron? V'chanina ama shalosh tevers asoy. It was three boxes. Shtayim shazol v'achat shel eitz. Two boxes were made out of gold, and one was made out of wood. Nazal shel eitz v'shazol v'shazol v'shel eitz. He put a small box of gold in the larger box of wood, and the larger box of wood into an even larger box of gold. So you had gold inside and gold outside, and that's the purpose to come and say, because it says that you have to have gold inside and outside. So that's it. Tzipah. It's supposed to cover it with gold. So you have a box of gold outside, a box of gold inside. Then it says in the pasuk, "What's the tzapenu adding? Also the top part above also had gold in it. So there's no additional box on top. So what covered the wood on top? That you had to actually put a layer of gold to cover the top of the wood. It was one box, and he just covered it with gold inside and outside. It wasn't three boxes, it was one box covered with gold. What does the tzapenu mean? Can't mean the top part, because anyway he's covering everything with gold. To make sure that you don't see the spaces between the boards of the Aron, it should look like it's one mikshach, like it's one big layer of gold. Says the one, "Kitzad yu luchos ksuvim." How was the writing on the luchos on each luach? How was it divided? That's the common thing that we know today. Every luach has five dibris on each one. We wrote it aseres dibris on two tablets. Chamisha luach ze, chamisha luach ze. No, every tablet had aseres dibris. All 10 commandments were written in each luach. And the hemshech pasuk says, "Vayichtevem al shnei luchos avonim." So he told 10 dvarim and he wrote it in shnei luchos avonim. Asara luach ze, asara luach ze, 10 in each tablet. Each tablet had the 10 dibris. Each tablet had the 20 dibris, meaning 10 dibris written twice. One in each side of the luach, front and back, had 10 dibris. Tachtiv, he brings the pasuk that Reb Chaim quotes, is ksuvim mishnei avrim. It's written in both sides. So each luach, each tablet, had 10 dibris written one in the front and 10 dibris written in the back. So 20 on each luach and each tablet. Continues the one of Mehem with Aleph. Rabbi Simoy Omar, Boim Aluch Ze, Boim Aluch Ze. You had 40 dibris written on each tablet. Because he brings the pasuk, Mizeo Mizeo Ksuvim, meaning every side of the tablet, front, back, right, and left, had the 10 dibris on it. Tatragoino, which means in Greek, a square. Every luach was a square, and every side of the square, there's 10 dibris. 10 times 4 is 40. So I have 40 on each tablet, and they have both tablets, so a total of 80 times that says the dibris were written. As the Gemara, Hanani ben Achir, Bishua, Oimer, ben Kol Dibu, V'dibu, Diktukeo, V'yoseh, Shal Torah. Between every dibur was all the details of Torah. Meaning the entire Torah was included in the luchos. How do we know that? Because it says, Mimuloim betashish ki yom rabo. Like the big sea, which is called Tarshish. Rav Shimon Melokish, Kalav Mati, Adin Kari, we came to this pasuk, Kav Oma, used to say, Yofe limdani chananya ben ochi rabbi shua. He said, good. Why? Mayama ze ben gal godol, gal godol, gal mktanim. And the big sea, you have very big waves, and in between the big waves, there's small waves. So kach ben kol dibur v'dibur diktu kevus yoseh shatoyo. So between the big dibris, you have all the small details of Torah, which include in the luchos, because the luchos include kol ha-Torah kula. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shkalim, Daf Mem Daled.